Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm your host, and we have a wild session to unpack from Thursday, January 29th, 2026. It really was a tale of two markets out there.
It absolutely was. I mean, you look at the indices, and the S&P was basically flat, down a fraction, but under the hood? It was absolute chaos in the megacaps. We are seeing a massive divergence driven entirely by earnings.
Right, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Microsoft, down 10%? That is a massive haircut for a company that size. They beat earnings, but the street didn't care.
Yeah, it's the CapEx conundrum. Microsoft beat, sure, but that capital spending is running hot. $37.5 billion this quarter alone. Investors saw that, combined with slightly softer cloud growth, and hit the sell button. And it wasn't just them. ServiceNow took a 10% hit, too. It was a rough day for software.
But then, you flip the coin, and there's Meta Platforms. They're spending huge money on AI, too, but the stock ripped over 10%. What made the difference there?
Guidance. It's all about the forward look. Meta gave upside revenue guidance that convinced traders the spending is actually generating returns now. That single-handedly lifted the communication services sector almost 3%. So the market isn't anti-spending, it's just demanding immediate ROI.
Got it. So show me the money or get punished. Now, looking at the broader picture, despite the tech wreck, the market felt resilient? We didn't collapse.
Exactly. That's the key takeaway here. The wave rider analysis shows the SPY found buyers. We saw a dip, but it stabilized right above that critical 691 support level. In fact, we saw a volume spike around 1:30 p.m., suggesting institutions were stepping in to buy that weakness. As long as SPY holds 691, the bulls are still in control.
Okay, so we are holding support. Let's get tactical. For the traders listening who are prepping for Friday's session, where is the momentum? Because it clearly wasn't in software.
No, the rotation is real. You have to look at consumer discretionary, specifically Royal Caribbean, ticker RCL. It was up over 18%. Massive earnings reaction. The wave rider setup here is a classic momentum continuation. It closed near highs.
18% on a cruise line? That is huge. What are the levels to watch if someone wants to chase that momentum?
Don't just chase blindly. Watch for a pullback to the 342 to 344 area. If it holds there, a break back through 349 could open the door to 355. It's a high-octane setup. But it's not just travel. We're seeing strength in old economy names too.
Old economy? You mean like materials?
Spot on. Nucor, ticker NUE, steel. It closed near the highs of the day. It's in a tight flag pattern. If it clears 180, we could see a quick run to 181.80. It's a defensive rotation while tech figures itself out.
I see. And I noticed in the report that industrials were holding up well too.
Yeah, look at Modine Manufacturing, ticker MOD. It showed a late-day power trend. Relative strength is off the charts there. If it holds above 177, it looks ready to push toward 181. These are the pockets of strength you need to find when the NASDAQ is choppy.
Interesting. Now, we can't ignore the macro backdrop. Oil woke up today.
Did it ever. Crude, up 3.5%, back over $65. Geopolitics are back in play, with tensions rising between the U.S. and Iran. That gave energy a boost early on, though it faded a bit. But keep an eye on yields. The 10-year dipped to 4.23%. That bond market stability is quietly helping stocks stay afloat.
So yields down, oil up, and earnings chaos. We have Apple reporting soon, right? That's the last of the Magnificent Seven.
That's the big one. Apple is the final piece of the puzzle. If they deliver, it could stabilize the QQQ, which is sitting right on support at 628. If Apple misses, we might test lower. But for tomorrow, focus on those breakouts. RCL, NUE. And watch that 691 level on the SPY.
All right, eyes on the levels. Let's see if the bulls can close out the week strong. Thanks for the breakdown. And to everyone listening, good luck and trade safe.